Welcome to She's the Brand podcast. My name is Paula, and this is our space, us smart, ambitious women who want to build personal brands that allow us live out our versions of success. If that is you, join us on this journey. Join us on all the platforms and come along with us as we learn how to position ourselves for all the opportunities. Hello, hello, and welcome back to She's the Brand podcast. I'm Paula Poole, your host. And as usual, I'm excited to talk to you about however you can develop yourself, develop your brand, get your message out there. Every week on Thursday, I'm here sharing something that's going to help you grow in your life, in your business, with your success, with your impact, and your income. So quick story, my reality right now is that my children have found a song. And if you have kids or you have kids anywhere around you, you know that once kids want something, they want it 50 times in 2 minutes, back to back to back, whether it's a story or a song or a movie. And I've gone through this a lot of times in my house. I've gone through this with cartoons. I've gone through this with songs. And now this song that they found was done by their father, right? So my husband is really into music. Like, it's his thing. I'm not a very musical person, so I don't really understand it, but I support, and it's something that he really enjoys. So anyways, his recent song, he played it in the car, just trying to get a feel of it and just get to see what I think. And my kids heard it and they loved it even before they realized that he was the person that was on the song. But the moment they realized it, it just went 10 times. And so that's been my family theme song for months now. They listen to it on their way to school. They listen to it back from school, in the car, in the house. They're singing it even when it's not playing. It's crazy. Right? And I see the joy that it brings him. I see how fulfilled he is that this is not a song that he's making any money from. This is not a stream of income for him. Is strictly something that he enjoys and he does as a hobby. On the other hand, another thing he enjoys is, and funny enough, through him, I realized how law is not so very far away from rap because it's still playing with words, but he gets to do music for fun as a hobby. Now, the amount of time and effort that he's putting in those two things are not the same. Which brings us to what today's topic is about. Is your personal brand a hobby or a business for you right now? And you see, you've got to have clarity. You've got to have clarity because if you're thinking that you're running a business or you're giving it hobby energy, no, the pun wasn't intended. Hobby as in H-O-B-B-Y, not hobby as in H-U-B-B-Y. Now, if you're giving it hobby energy, but you've set a business goal for your personal brand, naturally, you're going to be frustrated in a very short time because hobby energy cannot give you business results. So today we're talking about clarifying now whether or not you're running a business, and if you mean to run a business but you're bringing hobby energy, how you can change that. A business is basically something that focuses on adding value to others and making money from that. Adding value, making money, right? These are the two elements of a business. Now, a hobby is something that focuses on being fun, and it may or may not add value to others, but it's fun for you and it makes you happy and it makes you fulfilled, right? So they might have value in common, that's a business and a hobby, but the difference, the major difference is that you aim to make money in a business. And with a hobby, it's the result, the end result of a hobby is joy. It gives you joy. Right now, I'm reading this novel. It's a gigantic novel. And it's called And Ladies of the Club. Very interesting novel. It's teaching me history. It's teaching me a number of things. But it's purely just for fun. I'm just reading it because I enjoy to read and I love fiction. And lately, I don't get to read as much fiction as I would like because I have to divide the time between, you know, fiction and the nonfiction that I need to build myself and my brand and my business. But whenever I have the time that's allocated to hobbies, I pick up the novel. But I cannot say that I'm giving them the same time, my hobbies, and which involve not just reading books, but also watching movies, etc. I wouldn't say that I give them the same time. Because a business, something that requires you to put in value, to give out value, to get money, you will give it more effort and time. Now, Earlier, I talked about attaching a business goal with the hobby approach and how it will frustrate you. And here's the deal. If you're running a business with your personal brand, that is, you hope to earn from it, you hope to diversify your income through it, you hope for people to pay you for value that you're bringing to the table, then how you approach it will be different, right? And I'm going to share with you an approach that you can use, a simple approach, but first of all, you can audit your personal brand right now as you're listening to this and check if you have these things in place. If you have them in place, that's great. If you don't have them in place, I probably should use now to invite you to monetizing your webinar. That's where we're going to be discussing how to monetize your personal brand. If it's a hobby, that's great. If what you're sharing online is just so that it will give you satisfaction, you don't plan to make any income from it, that's fine. But if you do plan to earn income from your personal brand, whether you have started and you're not earning yet or you haven't started, you're trying to decide, you should probably come to Monetizing Your Webinar. It's the first and only time that I'm teaching it live. However, if you're listening to this after 6th of April, which is when it's holding, then you can watch the replay. The link is in the description. All right, so what are the three things that you need to make sure you have in place if you're going to bring a business approach to the business goal? The first thing that you want in place is the goal. What is the goal? I want this to be a business, is not a goal. I want to earn through coaching, is a better goal. I want to get three coaching clients a month is a goal. I want to have 12 coaching clients this year is a goal. So what is the goal of your personal brand? What is the business goal of your personal brand? I want to earn this amount monthly is a goal. Okay, so what is the business goal that you have for your personal brand? Is there a figure? Is there, I want to speak on three stages. That's a goal, right? So first of all, you've got to have a goal. You've got to be heading somewhere. You have to be reaching for something with your personal brand if you mean for it to be a business, right? Now, the second thing that you want to have in place, and if you don't already have it, then you should try to have it, is a plan. And now, what do I mean by a plan? You've got to have a plan to get you to the goal, right? So you want to speak on three stages this year. How are you going to get them? Are you going to sit in your house and pray and hope that your name drops in their mind? If your goal is to speak on three stages, your plan has to be, how am I going to position myself so that the people who own these stages, the people who are organizing these conferences, can either find me, or when I reach out to them, will find me worthy to be on their stage. So that's where your plan comes in. I can start a podcast so that I can share, you know, my speaking experience. I can hone my speaking experience. I get better at speaking when I start a podcast. And also, I'm able to show proof that I'm a consistent person who has great ideas and whose speaking is great. I could start a YouTube channel on the topic that I want to be known to speak on. I want to be called to speak on, right? I can start to have an active presence online. I can, and then another part of the plan could be, I can start to pitch. I can start to look for where I can speak for free so that I'll build my portfolio. So all of that is a plan to get you to the goal. Now, the third thing that you want to put in place is a system that's going to help you stick to the plan. So if your plan is to launch a podcast, what is the system that's going to help you stay consistent? If your plan is to start a blog or start a YouTube channel, what is the plan that you have in place? Because consistency does not come automatically. I can assure you, I've been creating for over 5 years now, and I can assure you that consistency, while being the most precious, most important ingredient in building your brand, is one of the hardest things to come by. It's not given. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she said, you can't teach somebody consistency. You can support and you can coach and you can, you know, drive and hold accountable. But teaching that consistency, it's got to be you deciding with yourself to stick to the plan, right? So what is the system that's going to help you stick to the plan? If you're not running a hobby, then you've got to have a goal, a plan, and a system. If you're not running a hobby, you've got to have documents in place that have clarified what you're doing, who you're doing it for, how you're going to approach it. If, for example, one of your approaches is starting a newsletter, you've got to have a system for getting people into the newsletter. You've got to have a system for staying consistent with the newsletter, for gathering ideas, for executing the ideas, for expanding the ideas, for getting in front of new people. You've got to have a system. All right. So the point I'm trying to make here is, if you don't have all of these, I'm not crucifying you, but it's time to get up and put them in place. What I'm going to be teaching you in the Monetizing You webinar is the process to go from zero, that is, I've not even started my brand at all, to having a profitable brand, how you can earn from your personal brand. And so it's going to include setting goals, making a plan, and creating a system that's going to help you stick to the plan. And if you started with your personal brand, however, it's not making the money or it's not as profitable as you had hoped it would be, and you have checked via this episode and seen that you were probably bringing a hobby approach with a business goal, and it's probably starting to get you frustrated and unhappy, then you should join us in Monetizing You webinar as well. I'm going to be breaking down how the top creators are making money, and I promise you, they're simple. They're not easy. Simple is not easy, and it's going to require effort from you, but you're a big girl, and you've decided that you want this life that you want, and you're willing to work for it. So let me show you what you need to do to put things in place, to have these things in place so that you can have a profitable personal brand. But if it's okay for you that it's just a hobby and you just want to share once in a while without any pressure, then that's fine as well. If you're not clear on where you are and what you want for your brand, there might not be alignment. So I hope that this episode has helped you to clarify what you want for your brand and what the next step is. I hope the next step is clicking the link in the description to join us in the Monetizing You webinar or to watch the replay. I'm very excited about your brand. I'm very excited you're part of our community. I'm the most accessible podcaster you'll probably ever find. So send me an email, send me a DM if you want to talk about your brand. And because I did not share an episode last week, I was very down. I'm sharing two episodes this week. So there's one episode after this. Feel free to go and listen. And yeah, let me know what you think about She's the Brand podcast. Let me know. If you're feeling extra generous, please drop a review or a rating. It will allow more people find the podcast and more people get to share their gifts in the world. And that's really what we're all here for. So thank you so much for listening. I am honored to be in your space. I will see you, well, in the next episode.
Thank you for being a part of the podcast today. If you want to find out more, head over to the show notes or you can head over to paulapohl.com/podcast. Make sure to search for She's the Brand in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and click subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes.